Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
So, listeners probably know by now that some of my favorite stories are missionary stories. But today, it's a backwards missionary day, which I find...
Backwards missionary day?
It's really cool, I think. I think it's really cool.
I do, too.
Yeah. Joining us in studio, a special guest all the way from Venezuela, Reverend Herman Novelli, pastor of Grace Lutheran Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and president of the National Hispanic Convention of the LCMS. Welcome, Pastor Novelli.
Thank you very much for inviting me and having me in this coffee hour. Do you know that Latin America is famous for having the best coffee in the world? And we're not very humble when we talk about coffee, as you can see. But, you know, Colombian, the Central American, the Dominican, I try. I went to the Dominican Republic recently, and I had the opportunity to test that wonderful coffee there. So for your coffee hour, think about having Hispanic coffee.
I do love Costa Rican coffee, actually.
Oh, that's a good one,
yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, you're a fan of the Guatemalan coffee, too.
I do like Guatemalan and Honduras. Yeah. I have Honduras at home right now, actually. Yeah, it's like six different kinds of coffee on my counter right now.
But good for you.
Of those six, how many are from Latin or South America?
Right now, probably one.
Oh, okay. All right.
One's Michigan cherry. Just throwing that out there. But anyway, we're not here to talk about coffee for 12 minutes. Tell us a little bit about your background and your ministry in Milwaukee.
Well, I'm from Venezuela. I'm the son of a Lutheran pastor. I like to say that, and one of those little results of the mission efforts in Latin America, you know, 60, almost 70 years ago, you sent missionaries to Latin America to proclaim the word. And here we are, the results, you know, churches and people who believe in Jesus Christ and who embrace the confessions of the Lutheran Church. And that's who I am, you know, a Lutheran born and raised in Latin America. That's now giving you back the effort that you made 60 years ago, you know, bringing the gospel to this country that, as I was telling you a moment ago, is the second largest Spanish-speaking country in the world. You know, after Mexico, the United States is the country where Spanish is the language most spoken by the people. So I'm serving at Grace Lutheran Church. It's a congregation located in Milwaukee's south side, where the Hispanic population is growing so fast. And the idea of my church, when they decided, when they make the call, it was, hey, what about if we have somebody able to come and do ministry here among us, but also start building a bridge between us, the congregation, and the Hispanic population. And I think that this is a very interesting call that all the churches across the country, they have, you know, how to open the doors of our churches for people who are different to us, who may speak another language, who may have another culture, and how we can bring the gospel, the powerful and saving gospel of Jesus Christ, to them. And this is the effort that we want to promote in our synod right now.
Tell me about coming to the U.S. and your transition from Venezuela to the U.S. and your studies and your work, all just becoming a part of the culture here, learning the culture and the language.
Well, the language was a huge challenge. You know, I think that people can still hear my weird accent right now and say, hey, where is this guy from? You know, but also the culture. It's very interesting, but let me tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming from a country where we like to kiss people. You know, we are very kisser and hugger people, you know. And even there are countries like Argentina in which you even kiss men, okay, when you see them. So when I came here, I tried to kiss everybody, you know, because that's my culture. And at some point, some people, especially ladies, say, hey, come on, you cannot kiss me. We are not that kind of friends, you know. And that was a challenge for me to learn that I have to shake hands when at least it's the first time, you know, that you meet somebody. But for my culture, that's something like, hey, well, kind of weird. So you had to learn the culture, you know, the food is kind of similar. Venezuela is a country that, because of the oil companies, we had a lot of American influence. So for us, it is normal to see McDonald's or all these brands of companies, you know, of fast food. And we know about music and Elvis Presley and, you know, rock stars and all that. But the culture was a challenge, just like the language.
Yeah. What similarities have you found between your culture in Venezuela and living here?
Well, we love baseball.
Oh, of course.
That's one thing, okay? and you can see that there are a lot of players, baseball players, who are from mm-hmm. Venezuela and from other countries in the Caribbean. So that's one thing, okay? And I think that I have found that the Anglos are very friendly people, you know, open people, welcoming people. They not kiss you, but they love you, okay? So it's kind of similarities that I can find.
You keep pointing out, it's right here in the Bible. It says greet one another with a holy kiss, right?
Right, it does.
Yes, right. That's right.
I don't think we can go around doing that. It might not end well.
Yeah.
Tell us about your ministry in Milwaukee, what you're able to do with the Spanish-speaking people in your area.
Well, we have about 3 years offering bilingual services, which is a challenge for many congregations, mm-hmm. you know. So we have, you know, after trying so many things, you know, I think that we finally found a place in which people who speak Spanish and people who speak English can come together and worship the Lord. So this is what we do, a bilingual ministry. We have right now one church in the south side. Well, actually two churches who are doing bilingual services in our community. Before I came, there was no church at all doing this. Now we have two churches doing Hispanic ministry in Milwaukee, one in Racine and one in Sheboygan too. You know, these are different places in Milwaukee metropolitan area where the Word of God is preached in Spanish. So that's one thing we do. We also serve family, providing them pastoral care, Bible classes, you know, and all these, and of course human care services as well. So at some point we start teaching them English or providing them some many other kind of help.
When you say bilingual services, what does that look like? What does that sound like on Sunday morning? What's spoken? What do you sing? Do you sing a stanza in English, a stanza in Spanish?
Yeah, well, something that we do is we start giving, for example, in the sermon, we start preaching a brief devotion in Spanish and a brief devotion in English. And that was challenging for everyone mm-hmm. because Hispanics were, when the sermon was preached in English, Hispanics were looking, you know, the roof and say, oh, come on, I have to do this. And same thing with the Anglo. So it was challenging. We fixed that. We have devices for translation. For example, last Sunday, I preached my sermon in English. So Spanish-speaking people use headphones, like the one that we are wearing right now, and they were not listening to my voice, but the voice of another pastor preaching in Spanish my sermon. So that's how we fix that problem. Next week, guess what? The sermon will be preached in Spanish, and English-speaking people will be using those headphones and listening the sermon in their language. So that's how we fix this situation. Instead of preaching two sermons and two devotions, we preach only once, and every other Sunday we switch, okay?
So it's like Acts chapter 2. How is it that they hear it
yes.
in their own language?
You know, really cool. For the Lord's Prayer, we allow people to pray the Lord's Prayer in their own language. Mm-hmm. So you can see all the two languages at the same time, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're having your own Pentecost in your congregation. So we have the Bible lesson read in Spanish and the gospel in English. We have prayer petitions in Spanish and in English. So we try to create like a balance between both things, the confession and the absolution. We have it in both languages because we believe that that's very mm-hmm. important for everybody to understand it. And same thing with mm-hmm. the words of institution.
Yeah. How does the liturgy lend itself to unity in a bilingual congregation?
Wow, that's a very interesting question, Andy, because, we cannot expect the Hispanic congregations to worship God as German Lutheran people, okay? So you have to know that we are a liturgical church, okay? And liturgy doesn't have, it doesn't have anything to do with language, okay? You can be liturgical and do your liturgy in your own language, okay? So, but, you know, we try to respect the cultural expression of worship and praise the Lord in both cultures. And we try to find a common ground between the two things. What is something that we try to respect and to protect is our, you know, those things that are very important for the church. And that's why we try to do. We have a hymnal called Cantad al Señor, mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, you know, which has a lot of good liturgy, and it is in Spanish, you know, with all hymn. For example, for the Reformation, we sung, you know, Castillo Fuerte es nuestro Dios, mm-hmm. A mighty fortress is our God, and, you know, everybody like it, you know. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. So that's something that was very, 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 very important at the time of doing ministry. And I think this... the same thing when you do ministry with African Americans or with Asian people, you know, you have to use their cultural backgrounds and their cultural expression and bring into the life of the church, and not trying. You know, I always say, hey, the idea is here, have Luther speaking in Spanish, okay, and not having the Hispanic speaking in German, okay. This is, but you have to find the common ground.
How has the congregation responded or grown? I know here when we have people in the International Center who speak other languages and they're in our chapel services and you hear the other Lord's Prayer or the Apostles' Creed in a different language, it makes you think a little bit. How has the congregation responded with this, I don't know, opening to a new culture in their worship services?
Well, it's always a challenge. It's always a challenge because there's a word that we don't like it at all, which is change. When you try to bring change, you know, people is afraid because it's a natural reaction, okay? But, you know, I think that with the time, with patience, people start getting more open. At the beginning, people say, okay, Pastor, do whatever you want to do in Spanish, but don't touch our traditional English service. Mm. And now they are saying more like, hey, we would like to have the Hispanic coming and worshiping with us sometimes. And that's how we start doing more bilingual services with the whole congregation for Christmas, Reformation, or Easter. And that's working. It takes time. People, yeah. You know, when you do missions or ministries in the church, you need to realize that things will happen according to God's plan and purposes, mm-hmm. and not what you want.
Hmm. What a beautiful blessing, you know, that this congregation saw this opportunity to reach their community with the gospel and to embrace this opportunity. Thanks be to God, and thanks for you, Pastor. Thanks for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour. The Reverend Germán Novelli, pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and president of the National Hispanic Convention Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.